The way Americans think, and the way people think in this particular social situation, gets to be the way they celebrate their lives, or the way they practice their lives. You see? So if you're doing it together, the thing which reflects that most adequately would be the blues or jazz. And to me, jazz is a way of stomping the blues or getting rid of the blues.
Jazz is a way of getting rid of the blues.
Right. But you first, you see, it's a very realistic thing. You confront the facts of life. That's what our slave ancestors, yours and mine, did. They woke up and they realized that they were slaves. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a fact. Now, Camus says, the first question in all philosophy is the question of survival, right? You say, well, I'm a slave. Do you cut your throat, or do you get yourself together enough to be ready to stomp at the Savoy by 9 o'clock that night?
Suffering so much from what we would now call a post-traumatic stress disorder that she was more or less helpless in the hands of her captors.
Not because the physical brain has anything to do with the mind particularly, but because it certainly has to do with the metabolic end state of indoles. And so things which are alien to the brain should probably not be introduced into it.
I'm so glad you decided to come. I'm Maxine.
I'm John. How do you do?
Good.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to come, but I felt oddly compelled.
You're so beautiful. The way you're looking at me. I mean, at him, at us. I've never been looked at like this by a woman before. I think I'm sweating.
I must say I was rather intrigued by your voice.
And the funny thing is, Mr. Malkovich, my voice is probably the least intriguing thing about me.
One way of judging how long a relationship between a human population and a plant has been in place is to see how benign the compound is.
Of the ideological system of the state corporate nexus, there's not very much variation there. As to your general point, I quite agree. I mean, the point is that nobody would even make it into the position of cultural manager, editor, whatever, or columnist, or news director, or newscaster, and so on, unless they'd already internalized those values. There's a whole system of filters and pressures that actually begin in the schools that tend to select for obedience to the general principles of the dominant of the values of the people of the institutions that own and run society.
The crop circles, what do they mean? What they mean in that sensing, is it's time for you to ponder, it's time for you to savor the mystery, not solve it. It's time for you to be patient, to look more closely, to listen more intently. It's time for you to awaken, to realize that there is more out there and that indeed it even knows more, if you can conceive of it, than the human being does.
Out of joint. I'm getting me some new wheels and an Uzi, man. See, people, you gotta wake up, smell the coffee. What goes around comes around.
Do you want to write nonfiction?
I did write nonfiction for a long time, and I still occasionally
do. As a journalist,
yeah. Right. I still occasionally snap back into that mode and do a little tiny piece. But actually, the fiction is so pleasant to do because you can lie all the time. I mean, you can just invent things, forget the footnotes.
Well, invent is better than lie, because most people think that through fiction you can get closer to the truth.
Yes, well, that's what we say.
I think it's possible to brainwash, manipulate, coerce people to do just about anything.
As you know of dreaming, it is always important to go back and put those members together again to remember why you dream. We begin this evening of lucid dreaming, reminding, as you are remembering.
Also, it is important to understand they are an avenue for the vortexes of energy that are out there. There is the vortex of the archetypes. Then there is the vortex of the Sirius connection, that constellation that is in your heavens, the vortex of the goddess herself. And there is the vortex of the future. These portals, these openings, also use that phenomenon called crop circles to express reopening. They're not beings, but they are putting forth a message to you that the vortices are beginning to open, to flutter, to fluctuate in ways that they have not before. And this is creating these anomalies. And also, speaking of anomaly, certain of it is the electromagnetic energy that is surging. So when one looks at it in that way, it is the collective unconscious, it is the communication of the soul, it is the preparation for the return of the goddess, it is, in that sensing, the communication from extraterrestrials, and it is the communication that the vortices are erupting and emerging, and it is electromagnetic.
Do you fancy coming over to Peterborough? Do I? Yeah. Do I? Yeah. Did you name a number at the desk? Oh, will do. I'll get back to you later. She will as well. That'll be fantastic. All right. Hey, maybe I can throw in Jodie as well and we'll make the threesome. That'd be great. I'll watch. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, leave your number for us, won't you? I will do. And thank you for calling. Thank you. Take care, darling. Bye. Dude, you really like the hair. Yeah. And I tell you what, I am seeing like a spry little lord over there.
He likes him.
Come on, make it.
Come over. After dinner, I'll show you my puppets.
After dinner, I'll introduce you to my chimp, Elijah. He has an ulcer right now due to suppressed childhood trauma. But we're working through it.
Bedroom?
Yeah.
The thing is, the way that I see it, and, you know, is I think the world is divided into those who go after what they want and then those who don't. Right? I mean, right. The passionate ones, the ones who go after what they want, well, they may not get what they want. but at least they remain vital, you know?
Yeah.
So when they lie on their deathbeds, they have fewer regrets, right? And the ones who don't go after what they want, well, who gives a shit about them anyway?
Scott!
Greg! I don't find you attractive. Lottie, I'm smitten with you. I am, but only when you're a Malkovich. When I looked into his eyes last night, I could feel you peering out.
Really?
Behind the stubble and the too prominent brow and the male pattern baldness, I sensed your feminine longing. And it just slew me.
God!
Oh. Only as John, sweetie. Sorry. Hey, thanks for a wonderful dinner. No hard feelings, partner?
Personally, I'd like you three in my fucking pit.
More like it, more like it.
In your fucking pit? Yeah, it's a bit of a pit, you see, my place. How much of a pit is a pit? And smelly.
Well, that's it.
Oh,
I don't like that. I don't like smelly.
No, I just heard.
I wasn't.
I didn't love it.
It's disgusting.
Oh, I don't believe I'm sitting here talking to you gorgeous bitches.
Bitches. Hey, you fucking wanking, you Rob.
Well, I've already done that.
So what position would you put in with, Rob?
Why these buildings? Why credit card companies?
You erase the debt record, then we all go back to zero.
Now, many of you also have, beyond the traditional, begun to explore or have explored this phenomenon called lucid dreaming. And you have worked with its few techniques, as there are in this realm, in this arena, few techniques. Lucid dreaming. It flows upon a continuum. Lucid dreaming, being conscious that you are dreaming while you're doing it.
The values of the people of the institutions that own and run society. If you don't accord with those, you never make it into these positions.
I think it's a fair way to express it, but perhaps another way rather than. General principles of the dominant of the values of the people who of the institutions that own and run society. If you don't accord with those, you never make it into these positions.
The bridge.
Right, but only in its original position.
What are you talking about?
Look, the room starts off as a bridge, and then it moves its way through the maze, which is where we ran into it. But at some point, it must return to its original position.
The bridge is only a bridge.
For a short period of time.
Human metabolism. I mean, if you take some plant and your knees are feeling rubbery 3 days later, or your eyes aren't in focus 48 hours later, then this is not a benign compound. This is not a compound where there has been a smooth hand-in-glove fit.
On a Wednesday evening, when the sun has just set and four birds flew over the house, I vomited, but I lived. Isn't it curious, dear?
See this demonstrated in military training or in the kind of conditioning that people go through when they get involved in cults. And they do things that are certainly way outside of the normal parameters of what they would consider moral.
My bedroom has a little bathroom attached,
mm-hmm.
So I kind of have my own little. That kind of thing, and One of them is engaged, and one of them is dating a guy. Seriously, in fact, I'll probably be engaged soon. So they spend a lot of their evenings out.
Great.
And actually, my bedroom has a little bathroom attached.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of have my own little... It's really weird. Like, I could go for weeks and not see them.
Yellow tie. I didn't even wear a tie to work anymore.
The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
I'm half asleep again. I must have left the original in the copy machine.
The second rule of Fight Club... Is this yours?
Huh?
Pretend you're me. Make a managerial decision. You find this, what would you do?
That you are dreaming while you're doing it. Being conscious that you are dreaming. Lucid dreaming. Being conscious of what you are dreaming. Lucid dreaming. Being interactive with your dreams. Lucid dreaming. Upon a continuum begins with being conscious that you dream. It moves to being conscious what you dream. It moves to being interactive with your dreams.
Lynn, what are your political affiliations?
Political?
Objection, Your Honor. This witness's political affiliation has nothing to do with the testimony.
It must return to its original position.
Energy. So there are about six different things that are all coming through that little bitty slice of reality expressing itself as crop circles. So it's not neatly ordered in the logical. Well, which is it? Well, it's all of them, and varying degrees of some of them, from time to time. But the biggest message, in that particular regard, is to realize that there is a reckoning coming, there is an opening coming, there is massive change coming, not the destructive doom and gloom change that so many are so quick and ready to hop on the bandwagon about. But indeed the most glorious and most beautiful and most incredible change of entry into a world of the imaginal realm, as we call it, where indeed imagination exists on its own and creativity exists on its own.
I want to put the game on pause.
was identified as Lee Harvey Oswald of Fort Worth. He was pulled screaming and yelling from the Texas Theater in the Oak Cliff section of Dallas shortly after a Dallas policeman was shot to death. As more late films arrive, we will show them instantly, unedited, on the screen. This is Charles Murphy reporting from WBAB-TV, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Brave man to word this.
You're a genius, sir.
You said if anyone ever interferes with Project Mayhem, even you, we gotta get his balls.
It's useless to fight.
It's really a powerful gesture, Mr. Durden.
It'll set quite an example.
You're making a big mistake, fellas.
You said you'd say that.
I'm not Tyler Durden.
You told us you'd say that, too.
Is once more trying to appeal to the emotion of the court.
Objection overruled.
Pharmacies tomorrow, so I can make up for the other day that I'm seeing. Let's see, before I make this way too long-winded. The main question I wanted to ask is, I'm having a little bit of trouble. I saw, like, Lamb, Gervinsky, and Wynn and stuff. Oh, and Wynn's excited about getting the certificate for $100 for the Capitol Grill. So, and he's definitely still going to that program on the 30th. But as far as, like, Lamb and Gervinsky, like, I need to know what I can do. And you mentioned something about maybe using the balance as a close. Okay, and I can close them and I can get them to see if they'll use it. But like I was saying earlier, I'm not sure, or I need some help on ideas or tips or whatever on how to be able to get them to use it, like tomorrow. You know, and I try telling them, like, oh, you know, and I try to, like, the new thing, and I really want to be able to get, you know, scripts in real fast. And they're like, well, you know, whatever, and they'll try it, but they can't commit and say, all right, I'll start new ones as soon as possible, whatever. So whatever you can give me back on that, that'd be great. Have a good day.
May not record a message more than 2 minutes. To review what to send your reply, press reply sent. To erase this message, press 7. Message will be saved for 30 days. Next message. Sent today at 5:22 p.m.
Hey, Anna, it's Mandy. Just to let you know, Lori got back to me. Apparently, there should have been a receipt on one of the individual boxes that we received from FedEx. I've got to go to my storage and check it out. But there should be a receipt. It should actually be attached to one of the boxes, and it'll have a pick doc number on it. If you do not have one, you need to call Samples Accountability, and I obviously need to do the same. We probably ought to do this sooner than later because we do have a sample inventory that we need to do next Friday, and it's going to throw our inventory off if we don't get this recorded on our computer. So I'm going to take care of it tomorrow. I'm going to go to my storage unit. If I don't have the receipt, I'm going to call Samples Accountability, but I just wanted to make sure that I kept you in the loop on that as well. Okay? Talk to you soon. Bye. Great seeing you today.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To reply by voice message, at the tone, record your reply to
Mandy Pacino.
Then press pound.
Hey, Mandy, it's Anna. Thanks for getting back to me in regards to the pick duck and the samples and stuff. Actually, there is a, I have the box right here in my house, and there actually is form with all the numbers and stuff, the pick duck form. I don't know what you call that thing. It's on the outside of the box, so if you're looking for it, it's on the outside of the box. It was good seeing you today as well, and I did order, talk to Alicia over at Dr. Yoskovici's office. She said Cass or somebody like that was going to be there. I don't really know who that is. He said sometimes he comes around, so we might as well order lunch for him, too. So I did order, I didn't order box lunches, but I ordered, like, a platter of different sandwiches, like two dill sandwiches, two portobello sandwiches, because she said a lot of them were kind of like vegetarians and stuff. She said not to eat too much stuff with meat. And then two tuna sandwiches and then one grilled chicken. So I figured that's 7, and that covered all of us. So I hope you'll like one of those.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pasta salad. Like a platter of pasta salad for
you. Better get out of God's
and the cookies, of course. So, they're going to deliver that tomorrow, like 11:30, 11:45. And,
do it! I want the backyard!
Tomorrow at lunch.
I want the backyard!
That's it. I'll talk to you later. Oh. Bye.
To send your reply, press 10.
Every time I have the fried calamari with the hot sauce, I feel like I'm going
to
blow up.
To send the archives, press 9. Oh. Message erased. Next message.
So what do you think?
At 5:23
Olympic size, Olympic size.
Hey, Anna,
I said to the guy who sells the pool, I said, give me the biggest, the best pool you got. I don't care what it costs. I got a motto, Jimmy. Very simple. Take care of luxury, the necessities take care of themselves. You only go around once in this life. You got to grab all the gusto you can.
And I'm going to try and hit up, obviously, Zucci. I may try and get Gonzalez there. And Louis comes back from vacation on Monday, so I'm going to try and get him as well. So I just want to let you know that. And also, I will send out...
Answer the question, please. Were you a member of the National Socialist Party?
I'll send those to, and we can start following up with them in the offices. Should I be dropping those off? I want to go to Dr. Bowman's office again tomorrow, and although I just saw him earlier this week, I might shoot back over there tomorrow. Actually, only if I have time, I'll shoot by over there, shoot by that area. But, yeah, let me know who you're mailing them to, and, you know, and I guess, you know, I know, obviously, we should be leaving them a doctor at Witten Hospital, and do we just, like, leave the stack?
Yes.
Set up, or I could probably have Bill do that. I'm sure that wouldn't be a problem, but, yeah, so I actually probably need to talk to you about that a little bit further. So, if I don't...
You rolled your eyes in the paper doing it, didn't you?
I think your eyes are getting closer to 60.
There's a deeper truth in fiction. You see, you can get at a deeper truth. If you're stuck with the facts, there's only so far you can go, and then you're stretching your responsibilities as a writer.
Three team, here's a great message from Mandy Pacino as to what her and Anna are doing in their territory to entice the physician to write Glucovant. It's a very creative opening. Great tip, Mandy, especially for stand-up calls. Appreciate the message, and keep them coming, and keep the scripts going. Take care.
Another planet.
That's right. And it's not an abnormal thing. You have too.
Oh, look. Yeah, there it is. It sure is. Oh, God. This is the real McCoy.
Dr. Stephen Greer is the founder of a group searching for extraterrestrials. His group's mission, once these alien beings are found, is to set up diplomatic relations with extraterrestrials.
They're around tonight, friends. That's neat. Great.
Do you think, Dr. Greer, that these intelligent beings know that you might be trying to make contact?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
For those who explore and awaken to the phenomena. The goal for those who, awakening to the phenomena, use the fewer techniques to achieve. Lucid dreaming moves from this to being conscious that, to being conscious what, to interactive, to a state where you can bring your conscious self into your subconscious and unconscious self while you're asleep.
Just portraits and voices of the people who live in the street.
As a filmmaker, I was wondering what is the appropriate framework for the viewers to realize that other human beings were victims. We thought we'd focus on the street because it gave more possibilities to maybe address different kinds of issues. We thought we'd focus on the street because it gave more possibilities to maybe address different kinds of issues.
Very glad to be here. This is a congressional inquiry. I think that all of you know that I'm here to find out more about questions that have been raised about your operation here. But I can tell you right now that from a few conversations I've had with some of the folks here already this evening, that whatever the comments are, there are some people here who believe that this is the best thing that ever happened to them in their whole life.
Sure with Vaughn.
This is his show.
Ralph Fudrick. Was thrown from the Porsche and spent a year in the hospital recovering from his injuries. Donald Turnipseed was found wandering around in a daze, but basically unhurt. James Dean died of a broken neck and became immortal.
$100,000, maybe. It's not important. It's like when I was buying me BMW. I could have bought a 750, or I could have saved a little money by a 535. But I think to myself, I buy a 535. I'm out in the middle of highway someplace. 750 passes me, I'm going to get pissed off.
There is just one conflict between what Charles Murphy has just reported to you and what we have from the wires coming out of Dallas. The indications are in the last story we had here that the suspect had been taken into custody, Oswald, and the dead Dallas policeman engaged in a shooting affray within the Texas Theater where the suspect was ultimately taken into custody. However, Murphy reported that the killing of the policeman took place in the vicinity, that Oswald was then chased into the theater and then arrested. We do not yet know, and as Murphy pointed out, Dallas police have not yet indicated whether they feel there is a connection between this man and the assassination of President Kennedy.
We were forced to be.
We were forced to be. Now, when did you become a member of the Nazi Party?
Quite an example.
You're making a big mistake, fellas.
You said you'd say that.
I'm not Tyler Durden.
You told us you'd say that, too.
All right, I am Tyler Durden. Listen to me. I'm giving you a direct order. We are aborting this mission right now.
You said you would definitely say that.
We're going to save a little money by a 535. If I think to myself, I buy a 535. I'm out in the middle of highway someplace. 750 passes me, I'm gonna get pissed off. Got a 800, 900 bucks a month. Why waste the aggravation? Buy it at 750.
We take you now to the field headquarters of the state militia near Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
Yes, this is Captain Lansing of the Signal Corps attached to the state militia, now engaged in military operations in the vicinity of Grover's Mill. Situation is now under complete control.
The human user. This is why, to my mind, the tryptamine are so interesting, and why, another reason why, one I just thought of, that I argue for the mushroom as the primary hallucinogen involved in human origins, because these things bear a weird resemblance to human neurochemistry.
And his
he's a nut, but I like him. Newspapers call him the nicest boy in Kansas. Well, one night, he killed his sister. Then he shot his mother 6 times, and his father 17 times.
I want to play some ad. Okay, ever want to be someone else? No, that's the ad, but we can talk about you in a minute. Ever want to be someone else? Now you can. Visit JM Inc. Inc. Merton, M-E-R-T-I-N, Flemmer. Room starts off as a bridge. And then it moves its way through the maze, which is where we ran into it. But at some point, it must return to its original position.
The bridge is only a bridge.
For a short period of time. This thing is like a giant combination lock. When the rooms are in their starting position, the lock is open. But when they move out of alignment, the lock closes.
You should get yourself a BMW, Jimmy. Throw away that shitbox you got to drive around. Embarrassing.
While you're in that old head state, go to sleep. This is the determined level. And this is often the goal. This is it. This is what, hey, wow, that's it. You start out in the first stages. Wow, I knew I was dreaming. I knew that I was doing that. I was conscious of that. And I woke up. Wow. 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 5 seconds of consciousness while I was dreaming. But wow, that was cool. Man. That was neat. What were you dreaming? But I just was in the midst of this dream and I knew all of a sudden, I'm dreaming. Boom. And you come wide awake. But it's a beginning, yeah. In time you move to the point where indeed you realize I'm conscious that, but I don't wake up. I don't boom out of an overwhelm. I stay there to look around and see what I'm dreaming. I don't understand what it means. I don't have any particular interpretation. But then it's, wow, not only that, but what? In time, I become interactive. Where I can say, well, I want to do this. I want to do that. Interactive in your dream states. I'm running away from this. And I'm now conscious that I'm dreaming. And I'm now conscious what I'm dreaming. And I decide, whoa, wait a minute. I'm going to leap tall buildings, whatever, get away from whatever's chasing me. I'm going to stop and I'm going to turn and I'm going to confront what chases me.
I want to put the game on pause.
Now that interaction may be only a moment. But you see, it's progressing, to reach that point where I can bring my conscious state into the subconscious, unconscious state while dreaming. Because you see, in your conscious state, you have this thing called choice. And to bring your conscious state means you can bring choice and all that that means into subconscious and unconscious, where choice does not exist. There's a lot of power in your subconscious, no question. There's an immensity of power in your unconscious beyond what you can fathom. But there's no choice. Those parts of you do not choose. Conscious you chooses. To bring that consciousness into your subconscious, into your unconscious, while you are sleeping, where you can exercise choice. And that is often there. Yeah, that's it. But we would suggest that this continuum continues. Luminous, or rather, excuse us, lucidity, to be lucid, means to be transparent. It means to be clear. We would suggest that a level of lucid dreaming, where you can see through the boundaries of what is conscious and what is other than conscious. Seeing through the boundaries. That is a form of lucid dreaming. Beyond seeing through the boundaries, to blur the boundaries. You see, that's not a regressive step, that's a progressive step. To see through. Powerful, important, vibrant, but often passive. To blur those boundaries. So that I'm no longer seeing through them out there, separate from me. But I can't always distinguish them. Am I here? Am I there? Am I somewhere in between? To be conscious of blurring the boundaries. Functioning beyond the boundaries. Consciously. We whisper that. Consciously. That's the one I want. Well, it's not a candy store, you know. You start here. You start here. These are the spontaneous lucid dreams. This is the determined lucid dreaming. This is the directed lucid dreaming. This doesn't make too much sense right now, and that's all right. It's a dotted line, yes, that's all right. It's beyond what is known. But it is perhaps valuable to know it's there. As a possibility, maybe no more. Lucid dreaming runs a spectrum, a continuum. In the arena of lucid dreaming, there are few, or there are some books, many books on dreaming, but on lucid dreaming there are some books. Some are good, some perhaps not so. But most of them are filled with case studies. Not only, but filled with case studies. And such case studies can be inspiring, that is true. But in time, even the most inspiring of case studies can become frustrating. I want more than just knowing Mary M. or John Doe had a lucid dream once every 6 months for 30 seconds or less. Inspired me. And no more. Frustrated. And you see, most of the books deal with this. Most of the books in the arena of lucid dreaming deal with that and what and perhaps reaching to, could it be, to be interactive. And this becomes the possible that is beyond reach, maybe someday experienced. In the field of lucid dreaming, these many books, some very wonderful, offer a few techniques, because there are a few techniques, to deal with the spontaneous lucid dreaming. Most of those techniques, however they're phrased, come down to give it a try, give it a shot, go for it. Most of them come down to practice. Most of them come down, use the techniques that you ordinarily use for dreaming, and just hope that you'll be conscious that, or maybe even conscious what, and oh my goodness, interactive with that dream. They often come down to practice. Now, go for it, give it a shot, give it a try, practice. That's valuable advice. Those are valuable suggestions. But in time, even though they're valuable, they feel more like tired admonishments. What's wrong with me? That I'm not doing this more.
Could help Paul?
I have no idea. He was calling me for a while and just acting crazy, you know, on the phone. I didn't know what to say to all the stuff he was saying. And just disjointed, going back and forth, you know. So I just, you know, really didn't answer when he spoke, you know, and I guess he thought I didn't want to talk to him, so he stopped calling me, that's all.
Cylindrical object lies in a pit directly below our position, is surrounded on all sides by 8 battalions of infantry. All cause for alarm, if such cause ever existed, is now entirely unjustified. With all their reported resources, these creatures can scarcely stand up against heavy machine gun fire. Anyway, it's an interesting outing for the troops. I can make out their khaki uniforms crossing back and forth in front of the lights. Almost looks like a real war. Well, we ought to see some action soon here.
Adam Newton, WZBC. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman.
Now, when did you become a member of the Nazi Party?
FM. Using radio technology. It has the capability of violating all known laws of science. Maybe that's why it feels so good. But it is permitted because various legs of commerce depend on it. And that kind of delights me because many of my legs depend on it as well. So it's kind of a joint hallucinatory agreement to sort of let this one go. add a Newton with it. Tri-state area. Picked up digitally and spanked good and hard, sending it all the way to distant lands, which is a good thing because otherwise it'd just be right here with me. Wouldn't really go anywhere. And that can be a difficult situation to find oneself in. As I have been finding out for various progressions of the time counter, which has a certain feeling to it, being an illusion and all. But since various other parts of the apparatus are wired into it, they all kind of talk to one another. Another party line. Out of Newton. New metaphysics. Right now. I'm WZBC. That's a name. A logo. Perhaps a brand, if one were to get nasty about it. Because I have learned that it's a good idea, really, a very good idea, to stay allied to it and be in the position with it. Now, I want to really be very grateful for this particle gun, this radio, this violation of all known laws, and then the digital domain picking it up through agreement, coherence. They're kind of in on it together, and sending it to distant lands, giving me the illusion of space, going along with my other temporal feelings, thus creating the Kozotama of the world. Very good thing that allows me to carry on. Because a long time ago, in feeling, I decided upon a very neat project for myself. That I thought would be a lot of fun for myself. And I had heard a lot of others dug that too. A living system emulating life. And how cool that would be. And in a quadratic time-space, at that. What's known as the physical to certain parties. And how sweet that could be. Wired with all the tricks of the trade, of course. Both to make it possible and to make it really sweet. The way things are wired up, that is. So I got what I wanted, and it is a then some, for sure. WZBC.org on the digital side. Under a lot of heated political drama these days. Coming as it is out of the smoke and ashes of war-torn Eastern Europe and so forth. You know what a mess that is. But we'll get it straightened out. I have a good man to put on that case, and as soon as that good man gets his head straight, I'm sure that area will be cleaned up, put in order, and perhaps even bearing a spit shine of sorts. Because this game is getting good now. And I'm still wired into it. I have the distinct impression that it's going well. .3 on the FM for the radio cats out there. .617-552-4686 in domestic U.S. Gotta get past this carbuncle and get the world AV grid ironed out here. Because there is something sacred about wanting things. Very definitely. So all things are go, cleared from the observation deck, strap on the virtual, the quadratic cubed bubble. We'll unwind the tape already past the head, bring it around again, but different, of course. It's alive, similar and actual. It's kind of like a God copy machine. Just a little smaller. Where small has meaning, of course. Just like the actual. Just very, very small.
In 1933.
Were all German nationals forced to become members of the Nazi Party in 1933?
into it. But at some point, it must return to its original position.
So the bridge is only a bridge.
For a short period of time. This thing is like a giant combination lock. When the rooms are in their starting position, the lock is open. But when they move out of alignment, the lock closes.
With a structure this size, it must take days for the rooms to complete a full cycle.
So when does it open?
Falling on the left flank. Quick thrust. It'll all be over. Now the troops are on the edge of the Wilmoth farm. 7,000 armed men closing in on an old metal tube. Wait a minute. Something's moving out there. Solid metal. Hold your fire! Kind of a shield-like affair rising up out of the cylinder. It's going higher and higher. Hold that fire! We're standing on its legs. Actually rearing up on a sort of metal framework. Now it's reaching above the trees. The searchlights are on it. Hold on!
If this did happen, would you go aboard if they invited?
I'm
without any hesitations at all?
This,
any hesitation in your heart at all? You'd go.
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand, I'm serious enough about this. I have transferred every asset I have into my wife's name. I own nothing.
Possibility exists that you may never be heard from again.
That's a possibility. I think it's remote.
So you never know where you're going. So it's very energizing. It's thrilling to see what's come through. You know, I don't know. Yes, I've always preferred it. I never had any interest in writing nonfiction. Now I see that my nonfiction, my fiction, in a way, are doing the same thing. I mean, they're working toward the same vision of life and what's happened to it.
Oh yeah, you can get hurt. It's got a long horizon. Reaches all the way to Truman Land and even past that. Even past the edge of the system. Wired for that.
suggest these are the keys, these are the doorways. Not that one has to go there, but one has to be open to the idea, which then opens something, changes something, shifts something in your own consciousness, in your own belief structure, that in that sensing makes room, opens the window of the mind, for more to come in. And that's what they're about.
Traditional chief, and he wouldn't allow English when we got home. That's why I wanted to be an iron worker, to get away from it all. You know, on iron, you don't really talk that much. You use a lot of hand signals. It seemed like when I talked, I got in trouble.
And once again, welcome to the third annual Just Bullhawk powwow on our Mother Earth.
On this Labor Day weekend, the duality of Mohawk life comes into dramatic focus at the Akwesasne powwow. Among the dancers are men in magnificent feather bonnets, men who wear hard hats during the week. Not as many as there used to be. For about 5 years, new skyscraper construction has been at a virtual standstill. The border slicing through Akwesasne creates more identity problems and certain opportunities. Young men found a new adventure, circumventing Canada's luxury taxes by transporting cigarettes and liquor upriver for resale at huge profits. When it comes to framing what the argument is about the so-called smuggling, it has to be re-examined under the light of Mohawk sovereignty. What's the difference? Say you were dealing with France, you would be moving the goods from country A to France to country B. Then there's no argument. But as soon as we talk about the Indian nations, we apply a whole new set of criteria. You in fact have three governments coexisting to govern the people. That is imposed upon us. It's not by choice.
Really stuck out in my mind just because the possibility of, say, cloning yourself for, you know, organ donation, which to me, I don't know, there's still something about that really bothers me.
Well, I think it would bother most people. In fact, it's interesting to note that in Europe, every country in Europe banned cloning of human embryos and human beings. And when a bill was introduced in the U.S. Congress in this country, we were the only major industrial country that could not pass a cloning restriction.
The human brain and indeed all nervous systems run on 5-hydroxytryptamine.
Relations Magazine, there was a full-page ad in there calling for a 50% reduction in the population of these United States within the next 5 years.
Have to redesign the nose to learn a new smell. It can generate a new pattern.
What about cult killing?
The possibility.
One in the church, one in the gas station, and one on their operating table. The only way I can tell if everything's okay is to play existence with somebody friendly. Are you friendly? Or are you not? We'll be right back.
Allow me the strength to answer questions I can't fathom. Allow me the spirit to know his needs. Allow me the kindness to choke back retorts. Allow me the serenity to serve him in peace. Allow me the love to show him myself. Allow me the tenderness to comfort him. Allow me the light to show us the way. Allow me the wisdom to be an asset to him. Let me be able to show him each day my love of my service to him. Let me open myself up to completely belong to him. Let my eyes show him the same respect, rather I sit at his side, or kneel at his feet. Let me accept my punishment with the grace of a woman. Let me learn to please him, beyond myself. Grant me the power to give myself to him completely. Give me the strength to please us both. Permit me to love myself, in loving him. Allow me the peace of serving him. For it is my greatest wish, my highest power to make his life complete, as he makes mine.
Blabbermouth and such a basket case emotionally when we were visiting. And I think what I'll do is turn this tape off and see if I'm almost at the end. Let me see. Oh, I've got a perfect amount of time. I think what I'll do is stop talking and record my song for you a little bit later today when my voice wakes up better. I've been singing a lot, and my challenge, Ellis, is not to wimp out and do a dorky version of my song. I am capable of performing and sounding good. I just get all wussy sometimes, so I'm gonna try not to be wussy, and I'm gonna try and not even think about the fact that there's a tape recording me that's gonna go out and somebody else is gonna hear me. And God, maybe hear me, may make a mistake. Oh no, we can't have that. So I'm gonna do my best to just go for it and be as accomplished as I am and as accomplished as I'm not. And everybody's a beginner at some point. And I didn't rhyme moon and June, so hey, I'm one step ahead of a lot of songwriters, right? Okay, I'll sing for you momentarily, although for me it could be in hours, but for you it's going to be in seconds. Time warp!
Just working out, and I'm gonna
think of it, it's probably appropriate. My voice is tired, my fingers hurt, I was up late last night, the song really sucks anyhow, blah, 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 but I'm not going to give a lot of attention to those voices, so plus I can rewind and do this for the next 7 hours if I so choose. Here we go. Testing, testing. Oh, I think it's working now, but only, it's not working in stereo. Gosh darn it. Well, anyhow. That's just fine. Hello, tape recorder. Okay, it's working. Here we go. Okay, put your seatbelt on. Kick in hand. Ah! That was no good. Let's start again. It's called Ordinary Days. And if I've stolen it from somebody, I apologize. I'm not aware of it.
older, a whole lot wiser. Never was the one to lose his temper. Plays the cello with perfect pitch. He went to Harvard, a geologist. He's married now. They want a child, but they'll get a dog and wait a while.
Sometimes it must take days for the roost to complete a full cycle. So when does it open?
Don't. To find the original coordinates, the numbers are added together to find the permutations. They're subtracted from one another. That's it. This room moves to 0, 1, and negative 1 on the x-axis, 2, 5, and negative 7 on y, and 1, negative 1, and 0 on z.
What does that mean?
You suck at math. Okay, I need the room numbers around us as a reference point.
666, 897, 466. 567, 898. Okay?
Yes.
And 545. Did you get that? 656-778-462.
That's enough. X is 17, Y is 25, and Z is 14. That's enough. X is 17, Y is 25, and Z is 14.
You're telling me this thing will run off my body's energy?
That's how they work.
See? You're humming along already. Okay. Existence. Only from antenna. Here we go.
You got a bit of an unfair advantage, don't you?
James Dean died of a broken neck and became immortal. I couldn't resist.
In all my work, in Snow Falling on Cedars, in East of the Mountains, I begin with an act of brooding, self-reflection, introspection, meditation. What I'm really asking myself is not what is it that I would like to write about, not what do I want to write about, but what do I have to write about, because it's so essential and central to my inner life.
And how do you find what you have to write about?
Well, it's that process of self-examination. It's a matter of becoming introspective and paying close attention to your inner monologue and asking yourself, what is it that looms so large in my consciousness that I can't ignore it? I must confront it as a human being and in a corollary fashion as a writer. And in my case, it was the prospect of aging and death that was filling me with fear and dread.
Direct order.
We are aborting this mission right now.
You said you would definitely say that.
Out of your mind, you're police officers! Somebody time in this?
Oh, no!
Keep your mouth shut! Shit.
Yeah. Hey, you know, some of this information checks out.
Uh-huh.
Let's go over to that house on Paper Street.
Be right there.
Okay.
Hey, wait! You got him?
I got him.
Sir, we have to
come on, Mr. Jordan. Stop fighting! You're gonna fuck up.
Where's the rubber band?
Get away from me! Drop that fucking knife! Drop it! Back up! Face down on the floor, both of you, right now! Get down on the floor!
First person comes out this fucking door gets a lead salad, you understand?
I ran until my muscles burned and my veins pumped battery acid. Then I ran some more.
You're on a train, and the car just after yours is the one that broke off, and every car after that broke off, too. So I was, like, left there at the end of the car, watching part of myself, you know, go way down at the bottom of the well. Mm-hmm. The image I always had of my child was that he's at the bottom of this well, and you can see all the way up to the top, but it can never get out.
And indeed all nervous systems run on 5-hydroxytryptamine is the hallucinogenic compound of this Amazonian complex is the most powerful of all hallucinogens in the human system, and yet clears your system in a matter of minutes.
Training gets lost in the minutiae and can't see the forest for the trees.
And what about comets in astrology? What do we know about their influence, if any?
Well, traditionally, comets have been associated with all kinds of catastrophic events, deaths of kings, wars, floods, natural disasters, so on and so forth. And they very well could be, but I think to have that kind of major influence, it needs to be a major comet. It has to be something that's highly visible, that you can't help but notice when you walk out of your house at night, because, you know, it covers a quarter of the sky and is brighter than the moon and so on and so forth. Yes, a major cometary visitation of that sort does have its astrological effects, and that is a specialized field of astrology, and probably its association with catastrophe is...
You really hear people's voices. We really follow their life. We don't over-direct. In the final films, any viewer could have the feeling of really being there.
The healing of the child within?
Yeah, I've worked on the child quite a bit. But I feel like on each layer I can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
The arena of lucid dreaming that some of you have explored is limited and is becoming more expansive. Many who work, many of the experts are doing brilliant and wonderful work to expand this arena, but often seeing this as the goal, opening to maybe there's more. Now, within this arena of lucid dreaming, some approach it as an experiment. Lucid dreaming is an interesting experiment that produces a series of very interesting questions. However, those questions seldom ever find answers. And that's because those who want to approach lucid dreaming as an experiment don't really want answers to those questions. They just want to pose the questions. What's the meaning of life? What's the meaning of consciousness? What's the meaning of self? What's available in the night? I don't want to know. I just want to pose the question. Those who approach it, and some do, not all, some do approach lucid dreaming simply as an experiment. Hook up the electrodes and let's see what happens. That open you to a series of very interesting questions that seldom have answers. Now, as we say, some, not all, others approach lucid dreaming as evidence. Evidence that begins anecdotally, and perhaps with the voluminousness of anecdotes, will be considered empirical, that there is more to you than meets the eye. And it's a valuable exploration. We do not diminish the experimentation or the seeking of evidence. But some approach lucid dreaming through these observations, observing them as experiments, observing such.
Now, when you say that I can be somebody else, what do you mean exactly?
Well, we mean exactly that. We can put you inside someone else's body for 15 minutes.
Is that something that, you know, we think of what happened with the cult in Japan with the sarin gas in the subways.
Right, the trial's still ongoing there.
Yes, it is. But are there cults that are doing things like this that maybe we don't hear about it because they're so private and organized that we don't know yet?
Something days to get. In underwater recording, the conditions have to be almost perfect. There needs to be no boats, no water sound. The animals have to be there, no current.
Oh, Christ.
Now what are you doing?
I'm stopping this.
Why? Greatest thing you've ever done, man.
No, I can't let this happen.
You know, there are 10 other bombs in 10 other buildings.
God damn it. Since when is Project Mayhem about murder?
The buildings are empty. Security, maintenance, all our people. We're not killing anyone, man. We're setting them free.
Okay. Kind of like a harem. And this is a moaning sound of a female.
Can you say that you enjoy writing science fiction because, in fact, you like to read science fiction?
That too. Yes. Yes, I love reading it. I don't love reading it as much as I once did. I find that now I love reading nonfiction because it kind of turns into things.
We are known or have a reputation of being more like demonic and...
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, but I saw it.
Very curious animal. Not many people have ever seen them, never mind studying.
Very elusive, right?
Elusive. Yeah.
This argues for a great antiquity of the relationship between these things.
I couldn't believe it, but I saw it.
Know what might be occurring at that time.
bumps all over your skin?
It's a privilege because you're seeing a world that you don't know.
Region around Staples. Does the community, the Korean community of LA, have anything to fear from you?
To reiterate what was said in the earlier statements, we are not organizing any protests for the Democratic National Convention nor any actions related to the protests of the Democratic National Convention. Some members of our collective went around to local businesses around Pershing Square, and we talked to the business owners there and told them of our plans for the conference, and they were all very supportive and very friendly and very happy with what we discussed. So I think that no one has anything to fear from us in terms of protest activities.
Only from antenna.
Let's talk now just about things that we like to euphemistically determine as disinformation tactics. The hot zone. You have an interesting insight on that I'd like you to share with us.
Okay. That's, I mean, your listeners have been so disinformed, it's absolutely amazing. The Hot Zone, which was a Richard Preston's book, mm-hmm. which came from nowhere, became number one almost overnight on the New York Times bestseller list and stayed there. Unbelievable, never in history, a allegedly nonfiction work for 2.5 years.
Can I be anybody that I want to be?
Which means this room makes 2 more moves before returning to its original position.
Do we have time?
Maybe.
Then let's go.
Can you work the traps into the system?
Fuck the traps. Let's get to the bridge.
If you do the crime, you do the time. That's the way I look at it. You're 14, 15, 16 years of age. You know very well what you're doing is wrong. I wish you could have got more time.
It's a lot worse, it's a lot rougher down here than it was up there. There's more men down here than it was up there.
Does that scare you?
Who, scared me? Fuck no.
Nah, shit. What is it gonna scare me for? Nah, it don't scare. They don't treat me no different, and they ain't gonna treat me no better because I'm the youngest, or if I'm the oldest one down here. If they did, I wouldn't be here. And if they gave a fuck about me, my conviction, and if they cared like they say they do, they'd have gave me some type of program instead of sending me back here. Can't accomplish shit back here. Can't accomplish nothing back here. This our house, this our home. This we gonna be housed at till whenever. You know, we could either get along with each other or we can go to war with each other. I'm searching, right? I'm confused, right? I'm jive fucked up, right? Because I don't understand a lot of things about life, right? So I tend to go on my actions, right? I'm used to the aggressive life, so that's what I'm, you know? That's going to always be me.
You know, in all the world, there's two things, man. You know, one is truth, the other is falsehood. And falsehood, that would seem to be. You know what I mean? Man knows nothing by being told. If man must know, he must himself be what he knows. You know what I mean? That's the way we elevate in here.
That's a strong brother right there, right? Got a lot of knowledge, right? I talk to him every night. I talk to him about any problems, and he give me positive feedback. You know what I'm saying? He heeded what he tell me.
Shooting guns, selling drugs, pimping women, this, that, and other thing. That ain't the only way we know how to live. We got to stop. Let other people think for us and think for ourselves. You know? Be true to God and be true to yourself.
And that's what they're looking for. I'm not looking for the mystical. I'm not looking for the magical. I'm just looking for evidence to anecdotally and then empirically prove that there's more to being human than meets the eye. I'm not concerned about that. I'm just concerned about the experiment and the clarity and the purity of the experiment, so that interesting questions could emerge that others may answer someday. The way you observe, the observing devices, and when you observe lucid dreamings as experiments, you get experiments in lucid dreaming. When you observe them in evidence, you gather evidence, and you too can realize there's more to me than meets my eye. But didn't you already know that? Again, not to diminish the experiments, not to diminish the evidence. They are foundational. They are important. Now, others reach beyond the evidence, or rather beyond the experiment, beyond the evidence, and see lucid dreaming as technique. Technique that can offer insight and wisdom. In this category, there are also those who say, yes, it's technique, but it obscures insight and wisdom. Some suggest that by being lucid in your dream states, where so many of these coded messages, where your soul is attempting to speak to you, this state of dreaming that are the gifts from the gods and goddesses within you, and the gifts from God beyond you as well as in you. And if you can be lucid, you can get more of those insights and you can gather greater wisdom. And there are those who counter that by saying, no, no, no. The natural dream state, don't interfere with it. Don't try to muddy the waters by being conscious. Let it come to you. Don't try to be conscious. Interpret the symbols. Interpret the metaphors after the fact, not during. Seeing it as something that can disrupt this very beautiful process that has been part of the human consciousness since its conception. Both arguments have validity. And when you look in an either-or reality, it is a conundrum, it is a paradox. But when you're willing to look beyond and realize, yes, there is certain dreaming that should not be lucid in that way, as a technique, and there are others where such lucidity can give you that insight, can bring you that wisdom. Some approach lucid dreaming of technique. Others approach lucid dreaming as the next step in understanding and taking charge of the vast realm of night dreaming.
Trading traffic on Dale 18. Net Dale 18. Net only trades traffic with sites without consoles. We prefer to trade traffic with real content sites, but we will accept trades from non-content sites. However, we will only trade blind link traffic with non-content sites. When you trade with Dale 18, Net, you will receive traffic from the following links: the top 45 referrer list at the top of the page based upon quantity of traffic, non-blind link for real content sites only; b, the top 33 trades receive a link scattered through the listings based upon quantity and productivity of traffic, non-blind link for real content sites only; c, when the surfer clicks on the gallery, 20% of the time the surfer will be diverted to a trade. Blind link for all types of trades. Blind link for all types of trades.
Not a thing. I don't feel a thing. Do you want me to do you?
Yeah.
Exactly as your project, Vaughn. Book of car crashes. Medical study. Sensational documentary. Global traffic.
It's something we are all intimately involved in. The reshaping of the human body by modern technology.
Mohawks agree with Francis Jock. Clearly, this is an act of political defiance, too. A new version, you might say, of the scalp lock. Living with one foot in the modern world and one foot in the distant past may be even more of a balancing act than ironwork. But today is a day for celebration. In the town of Messina, 12 miles from the reservation, the Mohawk contingent is getting ready to march in the Labor Day parade. Tonight, Dick Odo will drive 8 hours to New York City and don his hard hat in the morning. Ask him why he stays in ironwork, and the answer comes like lightning.
I love it. It's been in my blood for all these years, and just a tradition.
Old-timers remember when a building went up 15 or 20 stories without the decking or nets that are required now. But construction still accounts for more on-the-job deaths than any other occupation. Dick Odo knows those dangers firsthand.
From hitting me in the face, I don't remember much after. I fell like 40 feet and onto the street, and I was just lucky there. I didn't break no bones. Just the bones in my face were shattered from the piece of iron that hit me. 2 months in the hospital, and after all the surgeries they had, I got a one bad eye out of it. It more or less boosted my ego to get up there more and give it a better try.
Their names aren't on the skyscrapers and bridges that stretch across America. But there comes a moment when every iron worker knows his own worth.
In New York, we topped out one of the biggest bridges I ever worked on. I was there for 3 years, the Henry Hudson Bridge. And it was just great. It was what a feeling to see the press there and having the last girder go up and people were cheering you on. And you know, you just got goosebumps like I'm getting now talking about it. And it was just a thrill.
Actually,
you can be John Malkovich.
It's perfect. It's my second choice, but it's wonderful. I'm a fat man. I am sad and I'm fat.
$200.
Yes.
Okay, gotta crawl in there.
Oh my God.
No, that's what I'm saying. See, I don't really need an extra bath mat. So if I get the set, would it be possible if I could just get maybe 3 extra hand towels? If I get the set instead of the bath mat?
Yes, sir. Sure, we can do that.
Great. That sounds good. And for the color periwinkle?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of stock in periwinkle. Do you want the back order?
No, I'll go with the Loden.
Would you like to order anything else?
Well, just what is the difference between the foot pampering looped cotton rug and a bath mat?
I'm creeping ever closer towards it. It's very exciting. Sort of sashays between a couple of themes. And holistic, too. Went through a numbness area for a while. Felt numb while I was objectifying that very dramatic wondering how much farther there is, because it does end. There's so much more to do. Of course, I have to wait a few days before I can go back for some more. Sometimes upwards of a week. Build up the, I guess it's the tension. Or just the ability to feel it.
but it's cooking all the while. Redoing the whole theater of operations, which in this case is me. That is so thrilling. Adam Newton, WZBC, 90.3 in the FM. Northeastern part of the North American landmass. Very fun kind of place. You're into mental things of a very refined nature. Kind of like being at high altitude. Not a mountain, preferably. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Having to take responsibility, whether that's my habit or not. In the search for my identity, the self logo, which, according to some texts, was at the beginning. Acquiring an understanding of the Kozotama, spirit of names, spirit of sound. Well, I wanted a living system. Of course, the problem with Earth is imitating the whole. You know what happens then? It's very tricky. Very, very, very tricky. And especially if you specialize in the trickster itself. Kind of like a double or nothing. Quadrophenia or nothing. Of course it goes on. Holism. Very, very tricky. Of course, that's the nature of the entertainment and productivity around here. WZBC.org. Streaming audio, Real Player will do it. The groundhog of current digital standards. (617) 469-4734 on the telephone. If you've got one. Email me, bluedog83@excite.com. bluedog83@excite.com. Not the right-wing Democrats either. In Boston, Eccentric Radio, for a very particular clientele,
and then he's been asking me for your number, and you don't want to give it.
Yeah, I don't want him to call. I don't want him to come around yet. I think he's too far over the edge. I got little kids.
I don't know what Paul's going to do, but I know it's going to be something great and creative. You get snow bread with one meatball.
Elvis here, man, wants one meatball.
One meatball, yeah.
Well, I gotta tell you, I'd be very, very careful who you talk to about that, because the person who wrote that is dangerous.
We've all got this big thing wrapped around us. A lot of disinformation about it, certain circles. But you can go as far out into that thing as you want. If you do it right. Which is the only way you can go out into that thing. It's very familiar. If done right, feels very good. Not objectively, however. Because this being Earth and all, and Schrodinger's cat having been let out of the bag some years ago. Well, let's just say it's a lot more than Schrodinger or his bag of cats. Lots more.
Button down Oxford cloth psycho might just snap and then stalk from office to office with an Armalite AR-10 carbine gas-powered semi-automatic weapon, pumping round after round into colleagues and co-workers.
Or as the next step in using your dreams to gain inner guidance. An inner direction. Each of these, a point of view, each of these, a way of observing what lucid dreaming is. And lucid dreaming can be any of these. It can be all of them. But people, it can be so much. Be willing to change your observing devices. Be willing to look beyond the experiment, beyond the evidence, beyond the technique, beyond even the limited next step. Not to deny them. Do not be blind. Do not be deaf. See the technique. See the evidence. See the experiment. See the next step. But be willing to look beyond it. A few years ago, we talked in an evening called Utilizing Night Dreams to Create Greater Success. And in that discussion, we suggested that dream work and dreaming seems so passive. As you are taught to wait for your dreams to come to you, hope you remember one, maybe a few, but you wait night after night, night after night, waiting up to the pane of glass, we use the metaphor, pressing your nose against it, looking, will I have a dream tonight? Will it be important? Will it be valuable? Dream work so passive, as you have been taught to wait, as you have been taught to look, but do not touch your dreams. So passive as the new dream experts are scientists, not mystics. They are technicians, not magicians. During that discussion, we suggested it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be so passive. We suggest that if you will dip your dreams in magic, your dreams can become a vital part of your human and your metaphysical potential. If you will dip your dreams in magic, they can become a vibrant part of your spiritual potential. That's what we said those few years ago. Tonight, as we turn our attention to lucid dreaming along the full of its continuum, not dismissing that you are conscious or what or the interactive with. As we turn our attentions, we say, so it is with lucid dreaming. It can be spontaneous lucid dreaming. It can be evidence and experiment and technique. It can be even a step to understanding the vastness of dreams, to understanding your own inner guidance and inner direction. But you don't have to settle for that. That doesn't have to be all that it is. Lucid dreaming can become so much more. It is the next step to a vastness of the dream realm. It is the next step to inner guidance, certainly so, as it is also technique, evidence, and experiment. But lucid dreaming can become a luminous next step. Lucid means clear. Lucid means transparent. But it also means filled with light. Lucid dreaming can be a luminous next step in your spiritual quest. Luminous dreaming can become luminous and numinous, filled with divinity, in the next step, empowerment, that permission and that authority, that authorship of your own power. Lucid dreaming can contribute. It can be a part of it, can be the luminous and the numinous to reveal that permission, that authority, that empowerment upon your journey coming home. It can be so much more. You have rounded the bend. You're on a journey now of remembering and reuniting. And it is a time upon that journey to dream more creative and more productive, to dream more magical dreams than you've ever dreamt before. Lucid dreaming can bridge the gap between your night dreams and your life dreams. Lucid dreaming can be the catalyst for and the bridge between dreaming your dreams, night and day, and living those dreams.
Of yourself.
It's for you. Don't you want it?
No. Peter, Why do you do it?
Do what?
Day in and day out, all you do is steal, steal, steal. You're not the bar.
Oh, Mr. Gaither. Well, do it like that on opening night, and it would suit me fine. That's a wonderful reading. And you've got a splendid ear for an accent.
Wonderful ear.
There's an old expression, rather frightening one.
What?
Between actors and managers. Don't call us, we'll call you.
That's the worst thing an actor has to hear in the climb to stardom. But there are other sounds familiar to the actor, and this is the one he loves best.
To discuss techniques, since it's almost what Huxley called a gratuitous grace. All conditions for success can be present, and one can still fail. Although not if all conditions for success are present and one does it over and over again.
Blind and non-blind link traffic to Dale 18. Also, it is advantageous to send blind links with a teen description to further increase productivity. Higher productivity traffic is always returned at a higher ratio with UCJC script. Dale 18. Net sends out approximately 100,000 hits per day out to traffic trades. Traded required, so no trade is too big or too small. A note on small trades is if you sign up for a trade and don't send any traffic for a week, your site will be purged from the database.
Jamming.
Hi, Lottie. I'd like very much to see you again. Can you call him and invite yourself over?
When?
Tonight, after you close.
Okay, 4:11. 4:11?
Thank you, Maxine.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me over, Sugar Plum.
Glad you called. Shall we to the boudoir?
Couple minutes. I'm early. Do you enjoy being an actor?
Sure. Yeah, it's very rewarding.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my sweet Nixie. My darling.
I love you, Lottie.
Did you call me Lottie?
Do you mind?
No, not really.
Oh, my sweet, beautiful Lottie.
Oh, Maxine.
Yes, Maxine. Yes.
Maxine, this is so right. Oh, God.
Maybe there's a temporal variable there. I'm not sure. But technique to me is a kind of a... I'm reluctant to talk about it because it seems so obvious to me what good technique is. I mean, you sit down, you shut up, and you pay attention is basically the good technique. And then the footnotes add on an empty stomach in a dark room, feeling comfortable.
What do you mean you can't afford it? Of course you can afford it. Don't give me that crap. You know what's wrong with people like you, Jimmy? And I'm just trying to be helpful here. You're full of crap.
Property then?
Real quick, let me make sure that all the rest of the independent media, are there any questions?
Yeah, I have another question. You mentioned you keep separating the conference from the DNC or the protesting. On one of the anarchist info news sites, it says direct action to take place here in Los Angeles. Come prepared and in black. Flag carriers and vandals will show up. And then has a disclaimer saying any crime committed while wearing a bulletproof vest becomes a felony. Don't do it. Come with gas masks, goggles, low-level homemade body armor, but don't wear a vest. Isn't this, in effect, anarchists inviting other anarchists to come here and break the law and to create vandalism?
Even the AMA admits that 65% of all cancers could be prevented by a major change in diet and lifestyle.
Of these two who are destined to meet at the end of the day.
I listen. I learn better through listening.
they shot him in the head.
You want to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs.
No.
Listen,
if you're not even there. Okay.
Wouldn't do that. Not unless I knew which wires for what.
If you know, then I know.
Or maybe I knew you'd know, so I spent the whole day thinking about the wrong ones. You think? Oh, heavens, no, not the green one. Pull anyone but the green one.
Comment on the situation in Albania?
Yes, there is one thing I'd like to say. And this is to the Albanian that have this man in custody. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart, as one of your race. Unam Shqiptar, nuk ula fosa shuma mire.
I didn't know Jim Belushi was Albanian.
Good old Shuma. Good old you, whatever road you walk in, he will get you through. Good old you, good old you, stand up straight and proud the way he taught you to. And you might even get to heaven with a soul like that. Good old you.
Tell Grace as soon as we land, I want a reflexologist.
Male or female?
The Polish lady.
Yeah, White House wants to know about the Congressional Medal of Honor.
What about it?
For Schumann.
Well, wait a minute. We got 86% in favor. We bring him back tomorrow. The charts go up. They don't go down. I mean, I don't want to tell them how to do their business, but why don't they do it after the election? Makes more sense and it'll help more.
When are you bringing him back, Schumann?
Okay, show him the thing.
It's not really done. You didn't want to show him.
Show it to him. All right. You talk about enlarging the market. Tell him, Faith.
Here it is. Artist rendering of the memorial.
The memorial.
Mm-hmm.
That's the memorial of the fallen.
His first date. He wasn't quite sure what to do and what to say.
Prince, see for yourself. That's her.
Where?
Sitting right in front of us. That's Sharon.
The most important thing is the first thing you say.
Hello.
What do you want?
I feel I might lay an egg any moment.
I beg your pardon.
What's a beautiful woman like you doing in a bar like this?
Jerk.
Now, don't sugarcoat it. Just what is it you're trying to say?
Mouse, grow up!
You're falling in love with me. You're falling in love with me.
No time for this nonsense.
Why do men always assume that a woman alone at a bar is just waiting to be picked up? What?
How would you like to spank somebody?
I beg your pardon?
I do love you, little.
I know, but I do wish you weren't so ugly.
Would you like to come over to my apartment and listen to some albums?
Trying to become extra environmentals, develop a sense of appropriate action that is never at a loss. It is the familiarity of these people that makes them windows in my imagination.
Murphy did report that the man was employed as a stock clerk in the building from which the fatal shots were fired. And there was also the report that 2 years ago he said he would like to have Russian citizenship. Frank?
Bill, we have... I think we have some late information from WBAP in Fort Worth, so let's go there and do Charles Murphy.
Here is more information about the suspect, Oswald. On November 1st, 1959, Oswald told the United States Embassy in Moscow he had applied for Soviet citizenship. He said he had been sent a tour. He had been a tourist, rather, in Russia since October 13th of that year.
But I saw it. It did happen. Laughing as they were doing this.
You know, a lot of people don't know and they feel that we went really very passive. But if you want to look at history, and I'm sure you know enough, that countries like France or Belgium or Holland, they went in a few days, the Germans came and took over. The Warsaw Ghetto was holding up for 4 weeks. Even Poland didn't hold up for 4 weeks.
Up and start sending traffic, you will start receiving traffic back immediately.
Zone, ears appear routine enough. The son of a Presbyterian minister, he studied music and later taught at the University of Alabama. Later in Houston, he conducted choir and had starring roles with the Houston Grand Opera. All that changed in 1972 when he grew deathly ill and was hospitalized in the care of nurse Bonnie Lou Nettles. Recovery, the two found they shared an unlikely belief. They were the earthly incarnations of aliens from space.
Within 9 months.
Last week, there were reports of people in the town who gave away all their possessions, in some cases their children, to follow a mysterious couple and the promise of life on another planet.
Now, when did you become a member of the Nazi Party?
Good morning, houseplants. Yes, it's wake-up time.
Hey, y'all, wake up.
Get up and go to work.
I want to put the game on pause.
And?
The game can be paused, can't it?
Caffeine is not good for you, and I know it's so easy because I myself, in the old days, used to drink, I was up to 63, 64 cups a day. A day.
Stop, when you've been having a car, your dreams is fear. You're afraid to have, you're afraid to own, you're afraid to live. How much you make an hour a year? 19 grand a year. 42 grand a year. Go get yourself a BMW. Come on.
So when are you going to come visit?
This is Paul when he was 14, and this is Paul when he was about 3.
A few third-party counters that people use have a lag before updating referrer statistics, so please wait a short while before questioning about not being returned if you just relying on the third-party counter. Click here to start trading traffic instantly. This site is powered by UCJC version IV Adult Webmaster Info Script Traders Message Board. UCJC Script, the complete UCJC Citalist Webmaster Reforces Traffic Trading Rules UCJC Basic Rules Thing. Script measures traffic productivity. Earns traffic based upon it.
Please answer me, Mrs. Lynn, now. Were you forced to become a member of the Nazi Party?
I'm in the middle and lost in ideas. Brilliant and willful, I'll never have a sister to call my own, to confide in the darkness of our shared bedroom. I was 4 years younger. I remember the morning I was told he was born by a friend of our family. A dream come true, a blind baby doll I could dress up and play with. Give him a bottle, such a cute red head. His hair turned brown, now a corporate accountant who lives downside.
they sleep by day and make love by night, as we do mostly.
I want to put the game on pause.
I can barely find those memories anymore. I'm digging under sand crabs all day on the shore. Playing Olympics on skates and the swing set. Representing countries that we don't
know. What is this? Come on. They don't even have any instruments. They got two record players. They're going...
At Odd Pool.
Tonight I'm going to a DJ party. This jockey party. I feel quite honored as they asked me to do a little of my material at the party. It will be a great opportunity. This is what I'm going to do for them.
Must have fucked a lot of women in that huge car of his. Like a bed on wheels. A smell of semen.
It does.
Do you find him attractive?
He's very pale. Covered with scars.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to fuck him now? In that car?
Dennis, of course, he is the time tunnel longest on a parallel track to my own. no need to mention genetics. Back our connection goes until lost in primal unlanguaged feeling. We grew up in the same household, shared the same constraints and freedoms until I left home at 16. But I held close to Dennis, and in the middle of my 21st year, returning from Seychelles to Bombay, in the hold of the British steam navigation company liner Karanja, racked with hives, heartbreak, and dysentery, I was weak, semi-delirious. 8 days of passage from Port Victoria, Seychelles, to Bombay.
It's not the only catalyst. It is not the only bridge. Certainly not. But it can be a powerful and a profound one among the many. Lucid dreaming, if you allow, if you are willing, if you choose, can become part of your repertoire of magic. As mapmakers and magicians, as dreamers and dreamweavers, as vision makers, reality makers. Was the sound of See, when you will work with lucidity, when you will work with lucid dreaming, beyond the spontaneous, starting there, of course, if you're not there yet, some of you are already there. Some of you need to develop the that and the what and the with more clearly. But if you will, by choice, develop the ability of lucid dreaming, so much can change. The first thing that we suggest is that lucid dreaming can empower your dreams. Night dreams can empower your night dreams and can empower your dreaming, the very function, whether you remember those dreams or not. Working with lucid dreaming can empower your dreams and empower your dreaming such that dreaming, dreams and dreaming can become techniques of precision. Not just spontaneous techniques, but precise. Where you don't have to just say, I'll dream that differently. I hope. Maybe, could be, might be. But your dreams and your dreaming, night dreaming, can become a technique of precision. For with lucid dreaming, you can start the interactive, that, what, and with the interactive to direct and design your night dreams, to direct and design your night dreams consciously. And that will spill over, people. That will spill over to your day dreams, to your awake dreams, to your life dreams, and you can more clearly, with a technique of precision, design and direct your creations, your manifestations, your recognitions, your realizations, your success, your happiness. No, it won't happen overnight, but through the night. It can be yours, empowering your dreams, empowering your dreaming to become techniques of precision. Beyond that, lucid dreaming can take the importance and value that you know of why it is to dream, to be able to utilize that importance, to utilize that value consciously. What we mean is this. As we already said this evening, as we have said on other occasions, dreaming maintains, repairs, and grows the stuff of your reality. Now that happens, whether you're conscious of it or not. That happens. That's what dreaming does. But you know. You've got the feedback called reality. You know there's a conflict here in my raw materials. I believe this, but I'm choosing this. I feel this, but I'm thinking that. This isn't fitting. This isn't working. When you work with lucid dreaming, you can know this and decide, okay, since dreams mediate, I'm going to have a mediating dream. Not with a crossed finger and a catch of breath, but with a precision. Not only understanding the importance of dreaming, but using that importance. Not only understanding the value, but using that value.
This might be someone you've known for years. Someone very, very close to you.
Tyler's words coming out of my mouth. And I used to be such a nice guy.
Well, maybe you just shouldn't bring me every little piece of trash you happen to pick up. Compliance liability.
My tit's gonna rot off.
Will you excuse me? I need to take this. Talking about.
I need you to check and see if there's a lump in my breast.
Go to a hospital.
I can't afford to throw money away on a doctor.
I don't know about this, Marla.
Please.
She didn't call Tyler. I'm neutral in her book.
That's nice. Taking food to Mrs. Hannibal, Mrs. Raines. Where are they, exactly?
Tragically, they're dead. I'm alive and I'm in poverty. You want any?
No.
I got one for you.
Thanks for the thought.
What happened to your hand?
Nothing. Right there.
Feel anything?
No.
I'll make sure.
Okay, I'm pretty sure.
You feel nothing?
No, nothing.
Well, that's a relief. Thank you.
No problem.
I wish I could return the favor.
There's not a lot of breast cancer in the men in my family.
You check your prostate.
I think I'm okay.
Well, thanks anyway.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. See you around.
Boot, you fucking idiot.
Technically, I can identify the traps.
Technically?
At first, I thought that they were identified by prime numbers, but they're not. They're identified by numbers that are the power of a prime.
Okay, so can you calculate that?
The numbers are huge.
But you can, right? Yes, you can.
I'd have to calculate the number of factors in each set. Maybe if I had a computer.
You don't need a computer.
Yes, I do.
Figure it out.
I can't.
I'm not dying in a fucking rat maze.
Look. Nobody in the whole world could do it mentally!
And then sit down, shut up, pay attention. And the rupture of plane is fairly rapid. Well, then once the plane is ruptured, you're in some other plane. It is, then it is what it is, and this is what you don't find out till you get there. It's some kind of x-ray of yourself.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a grave announcement to make. Incredible as it may seem, those strange beings who have landed in the Jersey farmlands tonight are the vanguard of an invading army from the planet Mars. The battle which took place tonight at Grover's Mill has ended in one of the most startling defeats ever suffered by an army in modern times. There are 7,000 men armed with rifles and machine guns pitted against a single fighting machine of the invaders from Mars, 120 known survivors. The rest are strewn over the battle area from Grover's Mill to Plainsboro, crushed, trampled to death under the metal feet of the monster, or burned to cinders by its heat ray. The monster is now in control of the middle section of New Jersey and has effectively cut the state through the center. Communication lines are down from Pennsylvania to the Atlantic Ocean. Railroad tracks are torn and service from New York to Philadelphia is discontinued. Highways to the north, south, and west are clogged with frantic human traffic. Police and army reserves are unable to control the mad flight. At this time, martial law prevails throughout New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania.
$35. In spite of being ill, I was obliged to travel the lowest class, or my funds would not carry me home. My bunk was a metal plate that folded down from the wall. Public toilets and the hammer of the engines. Bilge water sloshed from one corner of the passageway to the other. 1,500 displaced Indians from Kenya, victims of the Africanization, were traveling in the hold. All night long, the Indian women came and went from the toilets down my passageway, filled with bilge and engine throb. Without hashish, it would have been unbearable.
This is about where we came in.
Would you like to say a few words to mark the occasion? I'm sorry.
I still can't think of anything.
That's all.
But this is excused.
Astronomical. What did you say? Astronomical.
Before that.
Factors?
How many factors, Kazan? Of 567.
Two.
What are you fucking kidding?
Kazan, how many factors does 30 have?
Three.
How about seven?
One. Gumdrop.
I don't have any gumdrops.
Gumdrop?
Is it? I'll give you a whole box of gumdrops for each answer.
Gumdrops come in bags.
Okay, you want them in bags? You got them in bags.
I don't like the red ones.
Eight died eight.
Two.
Five, four, five.
too.
He's giving us the factors.
Astronomical. You're telling me Telethon Boy is a genius.
By those numbers, the room should be safe.
Only one way to find out.
Need some help, ma'am. Frozen Blade is the guy. Which is me. I am one of those lazy people. Also, I didn't try the tutorial by my own, but I got you one. There it is. Ultimate step-by-step guide to become a hacker equals. Out by a cool document modified by KM June 16th, 1997. Disclaimer, I do not take any responsibilities for actions that you pose using this file. Therefore, do not blame me for whatever happens. This is for informational purposes only. About the author, my name is Isakul. I live in Vol. I love to hack, and I hope that this file will teach you everything that you need to know. So read it all the way through. Contents: 1. What should I know about hacking and where can I get started? 2. What programs will I need? 3. I got the stuff, what now? 4. A list of telnet numbers. 5. I dialed it out, now what? 6. How do NUA apostrophes work? 7. Help with NUA apostrophes. 8. What should I do once I found the system? 9. I'm in, now what? 10. Cracking programs, what they do and how they work. 11. Unix. 12. Password shadowing. 13. Dialouts. 14. Scanners. 15. Brute force hacking. 16. C script to erasing your logins. 17. Keeping yourself safe. 18. NUA apostrophes that I have found. 19. Conclusion and Hacker's Manifesto. Chapter 1. What should I know about hacking and where can I get started? Welcome to the world of hacking. You are probably asking why you want to be a hacker right now.
Cornelius? Cornelius! It's me, Bob!
Hey, Bob.
We all thought you were dead.
No, still here. How are you, Bob?
Better than I've ever been in my whole life.
How are you, Bob?
Better than I've ever been in my whole life.
Really? You still remaining men together?
No, I got something so much better now.
Really? What is it?
Well, first rule is, I'm not supposed to talk about it. And the second rule is, I'm not supposed to talk about it.